Now, as the fellow said, as I live and breathe, is that Patrick Cassidy at the other end of the line? Patrick, good morning to you.
Oh, hello, Marty. Lovely to hear from you.
How are you, my friend? How are things?
I'm very, very well.
You're in the middle of the night there in sunny California. How are things with you?
The weather, I believe, is not quite as bad as it is in Ireland.
That's right. Well, listen, first things first, it's lovely to hear your voice. You're over there in LA, and we have literally landed on my lap the Mass with the London Symphony Orchestra and the London Voices. It's a work of absolute beauty. It is wonderful.
Thank you, Marty. I'm glad you like it. Thank you very much.
It's quite something. When did you decide to do this, Patrick? When did you decide to compose the music for the Mass?
Quite some time ago. You know, my father really, really loved music, and I had discussed with him the idea of composing a Mass. I am very grateful for the opportunity my father gave me. So the Mass is dedicated to his memory.
I noticed that. Colm Cassidy. And when you sit down to try and compose this, like where does it come from? Where does the inspiration... Well, the inspiration comes from the Mass itself, I suppose. But where does the musical inspiration come from?
Well, you know, I mean, all of the great composers wrote settings of the Mass.
Yes.
Of course, this made it a huge challenge. I mean, the text itself is quite inspiring, and I suppose the music I composed for this setting of the Latin Mass could not have been written divorced from the sacred text and from Latin.
No.
And, in composing, music is never complete in itself and must be composed within some context. And this text, this sacred text, gave me a context to write some music.
And in setting it down, when I was listening to it, I was particularly taken with the Credo. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
That one just kind of hit me. Do you know the way? It's like anything in life. You know, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, all of that. But when you're listening to it, you're completely taken away. And it took me suddenly. I was back in school with me Latin. Unbelievable.
Well. You know, my idea with the Credo was to give it almost an anthem feel.
Yes.
You know, because it should affirm something positive, I feel. And that was the idea, yeah.
Well, it really does.
That resonated with you.
Yes, it resonated with me of everything. It, I don't know, it just hit me completely and I was completely taken away. Actually, here it is. Let's have a listen to it. I'm talking about the Mass, Patrick Cassidy, with the London Symphony Orchestra and London Voices. In terms of the pieces you were most happy with, would there be a track on the CD that you particularly favour for you?
You know, we had a tenor called Matthew Long.
Yes.
And he has a really beautiful voice, doesn't he?
Yes, beautiful.
And there's one piece in particular called Cui Tollis.
Yes.
Which he sings really, really beautifully. So, I mean, I would like you to play that one if you could.
Well, that's absolutely. Yeah. Because I noticed, because you have the mezzo-soprano. Is it Vivica Genoa?
Vivica Genoa. She's an American girl.
Right.
Yeah.
And how did you find her?
My brother Frank telephoned her. And I heard her voice and I liked it. So she was just my choice. And I was very, very lucky, very, very happy that she consented to sing the piece. Yeah.
Well, you see, that's the thing. It's finding people like that and saying, hang on a second, you could be the person for me. I mean, that's what it really is about, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, singing is the highest form of human expression, and every voice is different.
Yes, for sure.
So I think even though the Mass is written for a mezzo-soprano and tenor as a soloist, I think the voices are very particular to this piece.
Yes. Well, you mentioned Matthew Long, and here he is at Cui Tollis. I'm chatting with Patrick Cassidy, who incidentally is up in the middle of the night, God bless him, over in Los Angeles. When did you record the album, by the way, Patrick? When was it? Because you did it in Abbey Road.
Yes, we recorded it a few years ago.
Yes.
But then we were waiting for the right time to release it, and this felt like a good time to release the album, because immediately after I'd worked on that, then I was involved in, you know, in the music for 1916. So
yes,
it's nice to keep projects paced and apart. So this is a good time for the Mass, and also because Dante is my next project, which is, the premiere is now 2 years away. This was the perfect time to release it.
Now, we should explain that Dante is the opera that you've been working on.
Yeah, and you know, it's written. I'm just doing some revisions at the moment, and yet the premiere is 2 years away. So that's the kind of world I live in.
Do you know where it'll be, Patrick? Already the premiere.
Well, we have it penciled in for September 21 in Verona, in Italy.
In Verona, right?
Yes.
I shall book us all rooms immediately.
Okay, well, you're very welcome, and you'll be my guest, all right?
Oh, that's very thoughtful. That'll be wonderful, thank you. You're very kind. It would be wonderful to go, because we have a love affair with Verona, as I think you and I discussed before.
Yeah, well, we love Italy, both of us, don't we?
We do, absolutely. Well, now, what are the chances of the Mass, speaking of Italy, what are the chances of that being performed live, do you think? Is that a plan?
We don't have plans for a premiere yet.
We
weren't thinking that way. The idea is, I would like the Mass to get out to local choirs, and, you know, I mean, some of the pieces are quite difficult, but some of the pieces are quite manageable. So actually, I spent the last 2 weeks preparing a score of the Mass for organ and choir, so that it can be done in any local church. So if any choirs out there would like a copy of the score, if they're available. So, I mean, I would like to see it sung in that sacred context, if possible.
Oh, that's a lovely idea. And is,
you know, and we will have performances down the line. We just have nothing planned yet.
Sure. And when you say that it's available for people to... is that online, do you mean, Patrick?
Well, you know, I mean, if there's a choir who would like to perform it...
Yes.
...or parts of it, they can write to my website.
Very good. Do you want to give out the address of your website?
Well, it's patrickcassidy.com.
Simple and straightforward as that. Look, are you going to spend Christmas over there, or will you be back in Ireland?
You know, I'm spending Christmas here because my mother actually prefers when I go home and we've got some decent weather. because obviously.
Yes.
But I'm going back in April for a concert. There's a concert on in Westport House. It's actually a choir that are doing an organ and choir version of the Children of Lear in Westport House, County Mayo, and that's in April. So I'm going to go back for a few weeks at that time.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Well, please God, you'll bring the spring weather with you when you come back for that.
I'll do my best.
And listen, how is your mum? Is she all right?
She's in great form. She's a big fan of yours, Marty. She always listens.
Well, she's a woman of great taste.
I think so, yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to take another one because I want to play the Agnus Dei. It seems to me that's the, as the fellow said, the ender, which is wonderful for you.
And of course this features the other soloist, Vitica.
Yes.
So that's nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
No, it is.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because when I was listening to you, I took the album and I was sitting down at home and we just put it on. And you know what? We just kind of drifted away into another world as we listened to it, which I suspect, in a way, is what it should be when you're listening to the Mass.
You know, that was my intention. And I will hope that people of all faiths and people of no faith will find this Mass to be contemplative and peaceful.
Well, it certainly is that from our point of view, and I'm delighted to be able to share it with the listeners. Listen, a very Merry Christmas to you, my friend. It is lovely to hear your voice, and please God, we'll see you in the springtime.
Merry Christmas, Marty. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
You're an absolute joy. God bless you, Patrick. This is the London Symphony Orchestra, London Voices, The Mass, Patrick Cassidy, and Agnus Dei. it is, available now. That's Agnes Day from The Mass, music by the great Patrick Cassidy. God bless him. He's a joy. We'll talk to him in the springtime again, I'm sure. How wonderful to hear such a great composer on the radio. Not at all, so many of you saying Doyle was on about that. Now, Alexis French, Billy Joel is the man responsible for that. Thanks for being the light of me morning. Isn't that lovely? Lisa Murphy is our winner this morning from Silicon Republic, if you don't mind. Good for you. Well, you're getting those tickets. Go and enjoy. That's enough for this morning. Back with you on the morrow, please God.